Unit 13. Contract. Conversation 1.
I made a very close study of the draft contract last night.
Any questions?
Yes. There are a few points which I'd like to bring up. First, the packing. It's stipulated in the contract that all the machine parts should be packed in wooden cases. That can be done with the machine parts, but it's impossible to pack a truck base like that.
I see.
Second, about the terms of payment. Your draft contract says that payment is to be made by DP. This is not our practice. We prefer to have the payment made by LC through a negotiating bank in Sweden.
And
the third point is about arbitration. It's stipulated that arbitration shall take place in China. In all our past contracts signed with you, it was stipulated that arbitration took place in a third country.
Yes, that's right.
But how is it that this time you wish to have it carried out in China?
Shall we take up the matter point by point?
That's a good idea.
Now, the first point is about packing. We agree to a different packing for the truck.
This can easily be done.
Conversation 2. Good morning, Mr. Black. Here's your copy of the amended contract.
Looks good. Everything is in shape. I'm ready to sign it.
Let's sign the contract now and congratulate ourselves that this transaction has been brought to a successful conclusion.
I'm so glad that we've reached an agreement on this particular contract, thanks to your open policy, without which our cooperation would be impossible.
I hope the contract will lead to years of pleasant cooperation.
Maybe it's time now to talk a little about the future.
All right. What did you have in mind? I'm always at your disposal.
Well, let's start with you. Apparently, China is beginning to boom. You are opening up to the outside world, and I'm sure that your policy will not abruptly swing back and forth. The future looks secure for making long-term business arrangements with your country, and I am very pleased to say that my company has been successful enough to expand and develop. We are looking for a long-term customer, so I think the situation is right for us to talk about a long-term agreement.
But I don't really see how we can do it. We seem to be miles apart on certain things. Our views on the market, for instance. I see price going down. You see it going up.
This is not really important to a long-term agreement. This agreement can concern itself only with quantity, specifications, terms and conditions, etc.
What about the price?
We could meet every 6 months or so to set the price according to the prevailing world market price. What do you say to that?
What if we couldn't agree on the prevailing world market price? Try as hard as we could, we simply couldn't agree. What then?
Then we couldn't deliver goods.
What if you couldn't meet our delivery dates?
Then you wouldn't have to buy.
All right. Another question. What if, for one reason or another, we weren't able to buy as many as we wrote down in the contract for 1 year, or you couldn't supply us with as many in the contract? What would be done about the difference?
We could cancel the discrepancy.
Do you mean that both sides would then be released from their obligations to fulfill the balance of the quantity for that year?
That's correct.
I see. Well, Mr. Black, I can accept your suggestion. Conversation 3. Here's the draft contract, Mr. Smith. Let's discuss the clauses to see if we agree on all of them. Then I'll make out an original of the contract. After that, what's left is to fill out the contract and sign our names.
That's okay.
The contract is to be written in Chinese and English. Both languages are equally effective.
Fine. If you'll excuse me, I'd like to go over it first. You've done a pretty good job. It's well prepared.
Thank you.
Well, I suggest that we discuss only the clauses and points where we have different opinions, just to save time.
That's a good idea.
First, let's read clause 2 about packing. It's our usual practice to ship our products in containers. That'll save time and money. But your contract stipulates the use of wooden cases. So we'd like to have the words containers are allowed in the contract.
Agreed.
For shipment, you know we are producing a complete line of equipment for you, and it won't all be finished at one time. So would you allow us to make partial shipments?
I understand your position. Can you tell me the time of shipment for each lot?
The machines will be shipped in 3 lots. The first shipment will be made within 12 months after the contract has come into effect. The second, within 15 months, and the last one, within 18 months.
That means we can't have the test run until a year and a half later. That's too late. Can you make the last shipment within 16 months?
Let's be realistic. You know, some of the parts are produced by our subcontractors, and we have to give them time. It would be very difficult to advance the time of shipment.
The problem is, in that case, the engineering schedule will certainly be delayed. That wouldn't be very pleasant to either of us. Please try your best.
Okay. In order not to hold up the engineering project, we'll try our best to advance the last shipment to the 17th month. We've got to twist our subcontractor's arm a little bit, I'm afraid.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
Thank you. Oh yes, there's one sentence I can't accept in the clause of late delivery and penalty.
Which sentence is that?
Here. Should the late delivery exceed 10 weeks, the buyer shall have the right to cancel the contract. This is not fair. We as the seller are only responsible for making shipment as per contract time. As for whether the shipment will get to your port in time as you want, it's beyond our powers and functions. If we deliver the goods according to the time we've agreed upon, but they don't arrive within 10 weeks because of unforeseen reasons, then you will terminate the contract. If you do it that way, we shall be put into a very difficult position. Our manpower, material, financial resources, and all the effort we make will just be wasted.
There's something in what you say. Well, we'll reconsider it and weigh the wording, but we'll need your guarantee of a timely delivery.
You already have it. You know we want to get paid as soon as possible. There's no reason for us to delay the delivery.
Now what about claim and arbitration? Do you have any different views here?
No, I guess that's all I have.
Fine. I'll get the original contract ready this afternoon. Shall we sign it then? The contract will come into effect after it is signed by both parties.
And after the down payment is received by the seller, this condition must be met to make the contract effective. We have to state this in the contract.
I agree. The contract will be made out in two originals. Each party keeps one of the two.
That's good.
Conversation 4.
Now, there's a few minor points on which I'd like to discuss with you.
What are they?
We'd like you to furnish us with two copies of the following technical data of the tunnel drillers, a complete set of the diagrams of electric circuitry, fuel circuitry, and compressed air circuitry, a full set of pamphlets dealing with installation, operation, maintenance, and service.
No problem.
One copy of each of the above-mentioned data should be forwarded together with the shipment. The yellow copy should reach us by mail 1 month before shipment.
We'll do that. By the way, if you have any questions when you fill in the contract, just let me know. I'll be glad to help.
Thank you in advance.
When do you think we could sign the contract?
We'll revise the contract this evening and have it ready for signature tomorrow morning at 10.
So we're to have a signing ceremony then. Who will be present?
The president of our company and the governor will be there too.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to it.
I'm afraid I've got to rush off. This revision work will keep me busy for the evening.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Conversation 5.
Now we have finally reached a basic agreement on the problems that needed to be worked out.
Both of our parties have made a great effort.
That's true. But shall we sign the contract now?
Just a minute. Though everything seems clear, to avoid arguing over some minor problems in the days to come, we'd better have another check.
That's a good idea. I really appreciate your conscientious attitude.
Thank you. In fact, your company enjoys high prestige, as we know. That's why we prefer to cooperate with your company.
It's a great pleasure. I believe a better cooperation between us mostly comes from goodwill and confidence in each other.
That's true. Okay, let's get down to business. Let's check all the items to make sure no important items have been overlooked.
Let's start.
First of all, about the format of our contract. We have written the content both in Chinese and English. Therefore, they're equally authentic in terms of law.
Yes.
There are two of the originals of the contract. Here's a copy for you to check.
Thank you. Let's check it together.
Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
Name of commodity and specification. Is that right?
Yes, very good. Isn't it time to sign the contract?
Surely. To celebrate the signing of our contract and our first cooperation, a dinner will be given by our general manager at 8 o'clock p.m. tomorrow at the White Cloud Restaurant.
Thanks a lot. I'll be very glad to attend it.
See you tomorrow.
See you then.